Blue Nile Governor Ahmed Olomide Badi on Monday issued the order under emergency law banning all public gatherings, events, and unlicensed activities. The order prohibits blocking public roads, obstructing traffic, encroaching on public and private property, circulating content that calls for discrimination among citizens on an ethnic basis, and investigating murders and displacement of citizens through communications, including social media. The order, which allows security forces to investigate any illegal gatherings, also warns citizens against obstructing the government or security forces from implementing the order. Some civil society activists working in Blue Nile State called the order a direct attack on the right of freedom of assembly. Speaking to this program from Al-Damazin Town, Ali Haju, Secretary General of the Blue Nile Civil Society Network, says the order will likely give security personnel the right to commit more atrocities against civilians and young people.
The decision is a clear attack on the freedom of opinion of activists and all the young people who are working day and night to reflect the exact situation on what is going on in Blue Nile. We try to let the world know about the atrocities that have been committed against different communities in the region through social media and international media outlets.
Last month, more than 200 people were killed and scores of others injured in renewed communal clashes between the Hausa and Berti tribes. The United Nations says thousands of women and children have been displaced and are in dire need of humanitarian assistance in the area. Haju says the government should investigate atrocities committed in Blue Nile instead of restricting voices of people who want to speak up.
There is a need for a serious investigation, and all those who found guilty in fueling the conflict should be brought to justice and accountability. No one should go unpunished, including top officials. Security organs also did not take their responsibility seriously to protect the citizens, and that is why we want to see all of them undergo investigations.
Aisha Abdulaziz, a woman activist in Wedalmahi locality, one of the areas hard hit by the last man's violence, also condemned the order. Speaking to this program via a messaging application from Al-Damazin Town, Abdulaziz says the governor's order will negatively impact women in many ways.
Since it is an emergency law that will enable the security forces to prevent and oppose any gathering, at the moment the humanitarian situation is devastated, which needs continued meetings and coordination for organizations so that they are able to help resolve the situation.
Blue Nile State has witnessed an increase in intercommunal conflict over the past year since the military coup upended the civilian-led transitional government under former Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. The Juba Peace Agreement stipulates that Blue Nile be governed as a region. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.